Good evening, Booniverse. Good evening, the world. This is Robert here. And Fee. Robert here. Robert here? Robert's here, maybe. It's evening. Fee is tucking into some yucky thing.
Lasagna.
It's
alright.
Is it alright?
I don't think I'll get it
again. Yeah. And I am going to tuck into, in a moment, some haddock and cheese sauce from Waitrose with potato and broccoli and something else. Basically, a lazy person's meal. However, the main reason why I'm booing is because I have a very special beer to taste. I can't remember the name of this beer, so apologies. It's a good start, isn't it? The beer is, if you shop in Waitrose, I'm sure it appears in some other expensive supermarkets. The beer is actually in a box, so you don't see the bottle on the shelf, you see a box.
Tick the box.
Yeah, thank you, Fee. And, pardon me. On closer inspection of this box, once I'd got it home and looked at it with my video magnifier thingy bob, it claims to be the first beer designed specifically to go with food. And apparently you should drink it in a white wine glass and only fill it halfway up. I think they're just creating ceremony around this just to make people think that it's amazing. It's a wheat beer which is slightly spiced. I think it has coriander and licorice in it. I don't suppose we'll actually taste those bits, but, you know, theoretically it's in there.
You tasted everything in your
beer. And the bit that sort of makes me very suspicious is that it says that it goes with any food at all. Now, I don't see how you could have something that goes with absolutely any food, because you need sometimes to have certain flavours to balance out other food flavours. I'm a bit cynical about this beer, but we'll see. I'm putting down a plastic of water there. I'm going to go back for a plate and find my haddock.
Thank you.
Is that right? Right. Oh, hello, Vance. What are you doing in here? Are you wanting water, Vance? Shall I get you some water? Yeah. Why don't you just say, Vance? Robert, can I have some water, please?
He's a dog.
I mean, he's a dog. He is most definitely not just a dog.
I didn't say just, I just said he's a dog.
Oh, he's a dog. Vance, apparently you're a dog. There you go. Well, I suppose he drinks like a dog, so maybe he's a dog. Yeah, sorry. I'll try and drink more quietly in future. I'm trying to take the plastic off this food and it doesn't want to come off in one piece, which is annoying. Ah, come on. Especially I mean I've got to put my finger into it to pull it off. It smells vaguely edible. So I think this is a test for this beer. Will it go with haddock and cheese sauce? And will it also go with Fee's lasagna? Two ends of a scale here. Right, okay, I'm finding a fork. And I also need a knife. There we go, fork, knife. A fife and nork. That sounds like part of Scotland.
It does.
A fife and nork.
Can I clap your fife and nork?
Fife and nork. I live in the fife and nork.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? That's funny.
Or maybe the nork of fife.
Nork sounds a bit dodgy, actually, doesn't it?
Nork?
Yeah.
It sounds a bit comical. Right. Oh, God, but why is there stuff everywhere? And there's a dot. Oh, no, Vance. I would suggest leaving your claw in the same place. Oh, you've moved. Every time I went to move, his foot was in the place where my foot was going. There's sense in what I was trying to say. I just don't know where it was. Right, I haven't got a white wine glass because I broke it.
Did you?
Yep. I dropped it into the sink and it smashed. Oh. Unfortunate, eh? What I do have, however, is a half pint beer glass. And so that will do. So if this beer... So if this beer doesn't taste right, this is why. Right, let's find the beer. It's true.
Oh dear.
Right. No, no, it's true. Right, I am going to get my bottle opener. Fiona, can I have my bottle opener?
You can, here you are.
In the knock of Fife, or whatever it's called. Where? She's so noisy. Thank you.
Yeah, so you'd find it and you still didn't.
Yeah. Well, that was a long way away when you started banging it. Right. I'm going to open this bottle now. Here we go. And I think this is a... I think there may well be a litre here, or a litre. It's 750ml, maybe. It's just a wine bottle size. Here we go, anyway. The initial smell. The initial smell. No, that's a, it's a genuine method of checking beer. The initial smell is one of blandness. To be honest, there was no smell coming out of it whatsoever, which may partly be down to my cold. Yeah, it's true. Right, can I just give you back the bottle opener so it goes back in where it's meant to be? There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that would have helped me open the bottle.
No, but if you need a pen in the next few days.
Is it a thin pen or a thick pen?
I don't know, it's just a pen.
But is it like a marker pen? Because I've mislaid a marker pen.
Oh, but I did Braille. How on earth do I know what a marker pen
is? Oh, you must know what a marker pen is, surely. You don't have to use it. I know what a Perkins Brailer looks like, and I haven't, and I don't use it.
That's a bit bigger, though. What's a marker pen like, then?
It's thick. It's like the diameter of your thumb.
No, this is a normal pen.
Okay. Right, I'm going to pour this now. And it said to do it only half full, so I shall do that. It has a light fizz. It still, to be honest, smells of nothing whatsoever. I'm just dipping the microphone in there to so you hear the fizz. And so I can break another pair of earphones.
You
didn't want them anymore. Dearest Fee donated these earphones to me. Thank you, Dearest Fee.
I don't like them, but that's not the point.
No, I don't like them either, to be honest, but...
You like them more than I do.
Well, yeah, but the rubber bits were a bit short. Yeah. I must have a... Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to see if I've got a bottle stopper somewhere, and I don't seem to have one. It's okay, you might mean I have to drink the whole lot. I hope you ought to do that.
Oh, how awful for you.
Yeah, but if it's designed specifically to go with food, then it's not much good, really, is it?
It's gonna be cold already.
Yeah, well, I know. Oh, yeah, I've found a thing. There we go. That's good. Yeah, I know it'll be cold. Right, I have the top on the bottle. All is well in the on the Western Front or something. Of Richmond. I am now going to proceed in the direction of the table. Dum dum da dum dum da dum 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 dum. Oh no, probably the wrong tune actually.
I'm gonna say why?
When it was a sort of professional tune.
For a funeral.
Well, yeah. Well, just in case the wine kills me.
It's not wine, it's beer. But
oh
yeah.
I forgot. Right, okay, I'm gonna do a tasting before and after food here. Here we go.
Snot in your nose.
I'm sniffing in, for pity's sake. I'm not sniffing out.
It's still
Okay. I really can't smell a thing. I'm now going to taste it.
Probably can't taste it either.
It also tastes of nothing.
May I try it?
Yeah, please do. There was the slightest hint of wheat beer there. I think it's all a con. In my humble opinion, allegedly.
I can smell something. It smells of beer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you pick out any flavours?
Baked beans?
Well, it's a wheat beer. You always think that wheat beer tastes of baked beans.
Yeah, definite baked beans. Well, yeah. Have it back.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I don't like that. Funnily enough.
But you like baked beans. So why is this? I don't eat baked beans and I quite like wheat beer.
Yeah, but baked beans aren't so bitter. Ugh.
Mm. Right, well, there we go, that's that. I'm gonna taste the food, then I'm gonna retaste it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to decide that.
I'm gonna have some wine to get rid of the taste now. Ugh.
I'm just gonna pull my earphones out now and put the phone on the table.
I'm gonna drink wine.
Are you?
It's a far better choice.
You're drinking, Fee is drinking River Path. I think it was Pinot Grigio. I think it might have been.
I don't know because I don't think you ever actually told me what it was.
I think it's called River Path. It's really nice. So it's got a slight grapefruity hint to it, but it tastes really fresh.
It's lovely.
Mm. I'm not really much of a white wine drinker, but I really like it.
Yeah. Much better than your smelly old beer.
Right, here we go. They'll tuck into this thing. I'm still warm at least. A bit.
Yeah, I'm going to leave the rest of my dinner.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Are you going to send it to the starving people of Africa?
Probably.
Do you think it might be cold by the time?
It might be sort of food poisoning harbour by then, so no.
Yeah.
I don't think that would help them really.
No. Mm. I'll send it to Bob Geldof instead.
Nah.
No?
I think we'll just send it to the bin. The bin of Robert.
Mm. Well, the food tastes of haddock.
And potato?
Potato. And sweet corn.
Broccoli?
Broccoli.
Not that either of us are fussy or anything.
And cheese.
That's good.
It basically does what it says on the packet.
Pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I've eaten enough to say I've eaten a respectable meal, but that's it. I don't want any more.
Yeah, the difficulty here at Booniverse is that Fee, like me, is not a fan of the evil tomato. However, she is a slight traitor to the cause of non-tomato eating, because she'll have tomato sauce usually.
But they put more tomato in this than I expected.
Mm. Oops, I'm now dropping food.
And I didn't like it.
Really. No.
But I bravely ate, think, over half of it.
I think you're very brave. I wouldn't have gone near it.
Oh, the worst one, though. This was Marks and Spencer. They seem to have a bit of a tomato thing going on, actually. The worst one ever.
Mm.
If you don't like tomato, just don't buy their lentil soup. Spicy lentil soup, it's called. So you'd expect spiciness and lentils, would you not?
Well, there needs to be some kind of base stock.
Yeah, lentil.
It's lentil doesn't produce stock.
Lentil soup. Crying out loud. Well, what other vegetables do? I'm sure it's not just tomato that does.
What, for a stock?
Yeah.
Well, you could have a vegetable stock.
Well, there you are then.
All I mean is...
But this wasn't just stock. This was proper tomato puree-ness. Blech.
Hmm.
Now, the particular day it happened that I had it, I was really, really hungry, so I did actually eat it all. But I didn't enjoy it very much.
Traitor.
Yeah, but I was hungry.
Oh, you wouldn't catch me eating tomato if I was hungry.
But I was very disappointed. You know, it should have been called spicy lentil and tomato soup. Well, the amount of tomato it had in...
lentil soup.
Yeah, the amount... Well, yeah. The amount of tomato in there, it really should have been in the title. Ugh, vile.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've now gone back to my beer. Remember, this is the beer that's meant to go with everything. And my first assumption about this beer was entirely correct. They make it go with everything by making it totally bland. Allegedly, and in my humble opinion, don't sue me, please. Well, actually, I haven't mentioned the name, so you can't sue me. This beer is awful. No, actually, it's not awful, but it just doesn't really stand out.
Yeah, but that's the whole point, isn't it? Mm. It's meant to go with everything.
Yeah, but you might as well drink water.
We'll do that then.
No, because I've bought the beer.
I'm just being as awkward as you are sometimes. We'll do that then. It's cheaper.
Mm. Too late, I can't send the beer back.
In fact, water, that does actually go with everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've got a very nice glass of water on the table as well as my wine, and it's good.
It's a plastic.
Well, okay, but, you know, it's still got water in it. It's still very nice.
And this haddock thing tastes like airline food.
Well, you bought it.
Mm.
Basically, everything's rubbish, according to Robert today, I think.
Mm, yeah. No, actually, that's not true. My London porter at lunchtime was gorgeous.
Oh, and you enjoyed the chocolates we tasted earlier. Mm. There will be a boo of that at some stage, but it needs editing. The nuts. Oh, yes, we had chilli nuts, did we not, in the pub? And they were peanuts. Yeah. Covered with chilli-flavoured hard stuff. Yeah.
Or maybe they were...
They might have been like chilli seaweed nuts.
Maybe they were Mange 2 nuts.
What?
Peanuts, Mange 2.
Oh dear. You know how you go to work on weekdays? Keep doing that.
Yeah. Got better. Get some peace and quiet.
What, from your own jokes?
You!
Oh, that's harsh!
Oh. I didn't mean it. But it was funny.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
It's not true, ladies and gentlemen. She's lovely.
I think you might even miss me slightly and when you're quiet as a mouse. No, that's not true. Yeah, really noisy mouse.
Mm.
That goes around singing all the time.
There was a mouse.
Where?
There on the stair.
Where on the stair?
Right there.
A little mouse with clogs on.
There, I declare.
Going clip clippity clop on the stair. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I hope you noticed the difference between the two renditions there.
They weren't two renditions, they were parts of the same rendition.
The two parts of the same rendition.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that mine was in tune, in key, in volume, in tempo, in rhythm.
In a parallel universe. Yeah, parallel universe. In reality, it was mine that was in such a way.
But ladies and gentlemen, we'll let her think this.
But Robert does geography very well. You do, yes. And finding your way around and all that sort of thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe my degree was in history, would you?
No, I wouldn't. I think you made it up.
I think I made it up.
Yeah. I think it's made of chocolate.
What, my degree?
Yeah. Now you've eaten it, it's gone.
True. Hmm. Well, I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, that was the most boring meal I've eaten in a very long time.
Was it really?
Mm.
Was it rubbish?
Yeah.
At least you ate it, you're hungry.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to buy it again? Haddock and what's it? Or not Willa?
It depends when hell starts getting a bit colder.
Probably not then.
Not good. I'm looking for those icicles. Right.
Not bicycles.
Icicles, bicycles, tricycles, who knows? Bicycle. Pardon me. She's so rude, isn't she? I mean, it's appalling. Really, really appalling. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that you've had to put up with that. Good night.
Hello, Booville. I have just taken very brief possession of Robert's phone.
She wrestled it out of my hands.
Well, yeah. You did fight quite hard to...
I was trying. I was halfway through typing the title.
Yeah, but, you know, these things happen. As you so often
as
say.
As I so often say, yeah.
Yeah.
Just throw it back in my face, why don't you?
Yeah, I quote you back at you. Annoying, isn't it?
It's horrible. I hate it.
Oh, are you going to cry now? Well.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, that disgusting burp and that one, they were Robert. He implied it was me.
Mm.
If it was me, I would have owned up. However...
Ladies and gentlemen,
I feel on his own boo, you really ought to know how disgusting a man he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to say it was neither Fee nor I, nor was it the dog, nor was it the monster in the cave. Because that's a very long way away.
Well, it is. It's in France, yeah.
Yeah, it's in Saint-Emilion. It was the beer. This beer that so proudly claims to be representative of all flavours of the universe so as to contrast and compare with every type of food.
I don't think it actually claims that. I think it just claims to go with every food.
It sounds like I'm trying to do just a minute.
Hesitation.
Oh, bother. It was the beer that did it.
Yeah,
or in the Sun's language, it was the beer what won it.
Yeah, but it came out of your mouth.
Well, no, it
what do you mean no?
It took refuge very briefly inside me.
And then came out of your mouth.
Yes, but
it
was merely a temporary diversion.
From what?
The bottle to the air. It's obvious, surely.
Yes, Robert.
I mean, you know, the gas had to escape somehow from the beer.
Oh, yes, so I suppose there are worse ways this could have... Oh.
And it just so happened that it took a turning on the way from the bottle to the air and went down my throat into my stomach and then came back out again.
Lovely. Shall we end the boo now?
Yes, yeah, I suppose so.
Having discussed your disgusting...
I'm going to have more of this bland beer, actually.
Oh, go on then. Let's keep recording for a minute.
No,
you don't want to. All right, well, it is your phone, so...
Yeah.
Shall I stop it now?
Please do.
Bye-bye, Booniverse. And apologies for his burping and slurping.
Yeah, she apologises.
For his burping and slurping. Because he's too uncouth to apologise for himself.
She's throwing a voice.
Goodbye.